This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Anne Kleinard Barnhill's latest novel is the kind of writing she calls her true work, the type of story that she digs into. This novel, published in April, is called The Beautician's Notebook. The beautician is Willa Jo Temple, and the tale is set in motion when Willa Jo is found stabbed through the heart on the floor of her beauty shop. I asked Anne what inspired this tale.
Well, I was in the middle of writing another book that was not fun at all. It's a story about a mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law has terminal cancer. And I was writing and being unhappy, and I went to get my hair done, and the beautician told me a funny story, and I said, "Oh, you should write these down." She goes, "Well, I do." And I said, "What do you mean you do?" She says, "Yeah, I've got a notebook." And I said, "Are you serious?" And I left that day, and it wouldn't leave me alone. I was halfway, 150-some pages into this other book, which I will finish. But this idea of the beautician and the notebook and writing things down, and everybody knows you tell your beautician everything. So what secrets could be in there? And it wouldn't leave me alone. And so I just put the other book away and started writing this one. So this is more like what I think of as my work. The first book was a memoir, At Home in the Land of Oz, about growing up with my sister who has autism. And that book came out in 2007, which is the same year my own daughter-in-law was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And so I didn't really get to promote that book very much. And then I have short stories, which are really more like what I call my work, which is kind of a combination of funny and poignant, I would say.
When you say it's your work, the short stories, and then this book, what do you mean by that?
Well, it's more like what I'm interested in. I'm interested in how people relate, what happens when love fails, bigger questions. I'm also interested in the absurdity of life, which can be humorous. So those are things that are more local, kind of small stories, I guess.
Just the premise of this book sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, I hate to say that about the poor Willa Jo being, you know, stabbed through the heart on the floor of her beauty shop, but it just sounds like a lot of fun in terms of her ex-husband, the sheriff, is doing the investigating, and the notebook that she wrote all kinds of secrets from the town folk. That notebook is missing initially. There's definitely a mystery quality to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The notebook kind of travels around. Various people steal it. The first thief is the minister's wife, and she's quite a little character. I had a lot of fun with her. She ends up going to jail, and her perspective on the jail is quite interesting. So I still laugh when I read over that part.
That's author Anne Kleinard Barnhill, and she recorded an excerpt from the book about the incarceration of the minister's wife. You can hear that and find out more about Anne and the Beautician's Notebook at whqr.org.